I have pressed the red candy-like button.
Checkity-check.
Checkaroo?
Mine looks all right as well. My levels are even okay.
Check-check-check-cheree? Hibbity-hobbity-who? Hibbity-bobbity-boo. Put them together and what do you get?
What do you got? I don't know.
Third base. All right, let's see who's first this week and if his name is Old Man Sartute like most days.
No way, he's been slacking.
Vegeta.
Whoa.
For the win.
Yeah.
Like, instantly.
Oh, yeah.
What a waste of your Super Saiyan powers. Getting in the room first.
Ah, see? Solid number two.
That's what I did before the show.
Oh! Clavin.
Did you, maybe I shouldn't mention this. Maybe you forgot to tell Craig, or maybe you're being, have malice toward Craig. I don't know. Did you tell Craig about the special deal you told me about last night?
No, I totally forgot. Thanks for reminding me. And I made a mental note to talk to him, and it flitted away as soon as he said, hey, is there anything you wanted to talk about?
Oh.
Fanatical is selling blood for a dollar.
Ooh. I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah.
Undelore Americana.
Like the remake version, I guess?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Fresh supply. Yeah, if you go to Fanatical,
I'm
let
glad
me know when
Ian
you're there.
didn't present it that way to me. Ian was like, type this into your web browser.
As like, go to Fanatical.
Click here.
Click on the tabby that says bundles.
Oh yeah, $1.
Yeah.
Why would I want to buy five of them?
Oh, maybe there are four other games in there that are worth a dollar.
Oh, I just did a search for it and clicked it directly.
Oh, no, there's a bundle where you can have one game from the bundle for a dollar or five games for $2.99. And I was like, do I really need five games? And I was like, you do.
I have yet to install it, but I did purchase it and get it on my Steam. So
if I can pick anything on this bundle screen?
I don't know where you are. I can't see it, but I believe, yes.
I clicked on the word bundles.
Oh, okay. So you click on the word bundles. Uh-huh. And then there should be a bundle called All Stars Bundle.
Ah, build your own bundle.
When you mouse over it, you press view, and then it will pick up a thing of games, and it should say one for a dollar, five for $2.99, or 10 for $4.99. One of the games in this bundle should say Blood, Fresh Supply.
Knights of the Old Republic. That might be worth a dollar.
It was worth a dollar.
Ooh, Car Mechanic Simulator. That's probably worth a dollar.
Well, it's probably less than a dollar if you're going to get the five for $2.99 bundle.
Tesla versus Lovecraft. I just like the name of that.
Yeah. We discussed
looks
that
like,
last night.
It looks like Smash TV, but
it
you're in a tech and you're fighting tentacle things.
Hmm. What is Shopkeep 2? Am I just selling things?
This
is an agriculture simulation.
Yeah, I own it, but I've never played it. As soon as I get some time, I'm going to play it.
There's a fishing rod involved. There's some crops growing. There's a giant spider.
Yeah. Probably some mild adventuring and mostly crafting.
Does this end today? Oh, I got 4 days. Okay, I don't have to do this right now. All right.
No.
Very good.
Yeah, you guys were just talking about blood, and then I saw it.
Yeah, for a dollar. I mean, how bad could it be? If it gives me any kind of nostalgia value, it's worth it.
See, I had no nostalgia value, so I had really problems buying it, but then Ray told me the story of it, and I was like, oh, you really sold it a lot better than Craig and whoever else was talking about it on Discord.
Now, you were correct. It is just a Doom ripoff. Like,
oh, yeah.
Right.
That's what it is. But
it was
like
the best
Doom.
Of those.
Yeah.
The story was great.
And the second best was a Unomesso with a Lo Wang.
No man is an island except for Lo Wang.
What was the name of that?
I don't know what that is either.
Oh, man, I have the remastered version of that.
Something Samurai or...
Nope.
Serious Sam?
No. Crap bags.
Doom?
No.
Quake?
Still no.
Shadow Warrior,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember the one map where you have to use the remote control car and like go inside like the inside and move things around with the remote control? That's good times. That is fun stuff. All right, why am I going bing?
It's funny, though. I went to Google and typed in "you know mess," and it auto-completed with Lo Wang from Shadow Warrior.
You know mess with the Lo Wang. All right, let's do this show.
Do it.
All right.
All right. Triple Evers, welcome welcome to the 267th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ian, we got Ray, we got this other punk who talks too much. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
What up? This is the week of October 7th to the 14th in the year of our COVID. Your Deadpool dailies. On the 4th was Devil Dino. Ian, did you chomp your way to victory?
I did.
Did you wiggle your arms at all?
No, I think I might have prehistoric bit my way to victory. There was no prehistoric chomping.
I think I wiggled my arms twice.
That's possible. It was a pretty clean victory.
Yeah, I definitely wiggled my arms twice, and one each of the others.
Nice. Right.
It was a total success. Does your Devil Dino have champagne and a revolver?
No, I don't have the costumes.
I don't have many, but the Devil Dino in an evening jacket was too good to pass up. But yeah, totally, obviously just stampeded right over poor Doreen.
So is there a story behind the Dapper Dan Devil Dino, or is
it... I don't know.
Okay.
Neat. And again, it's another one of these rare characters where I am only one tiny level behind Craig. I feel like I should hustle more to earn some more Devil Dino.
There you go.
Like, Ray is a, solid 309, but Craig and I are lagging behind at the 290 and 291.
Hey, speaking of the next one, though, we have the same build for Taskmaster.
We do have the same build for Taskmaster. I'm also puzzled by that. I mean, that's just the way they we've earned the covers, but that's odd.
The ever-popular 412.
412? Yeah.
Pittsburgh area code. Calling it back home. Let me dial up Heinz Field here.
That is a lot of
West
work
side recognized.
To get a Pittsburgh reference in your Taskmaster.
Yeah!
The only area code worth calling.
That's largely a true story.
The ninth we got Taskmaster versus apparently Captain America, I guess.
What happened? Who happened?
So apparently Taskmaster's fighting Captain America?
Could be.
According to Sam, it's three-star cap, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I have no idea what Taskmaster does, so he does stuff.
There's so many things. That's his charm. You can customize him to your liking. So we have the same build, but I doubt we have the same...
Oh, is this the guy where you have to pick the powers at the start of the fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, before the fight, I thought.
Yeah, before the fight.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's what I said, booty twap.
It's all about throwing the croissants for me, so, you know.
It's probably one of my choices. I don't remember. I feel like he does not tolerate fiddle faddle well. He probably throws croissants and whatever else does direct damage.
All right, then. Coming up after that, the theory is that it will be a duck sighting. Or it could be wabbit season. I don't know. But there you go. Yeah. Could be the duck versus Punisher.
Ray, did you see the answer to your question?
I did, yes. Thank you, Patch.
Dapper Dino. Patch says he is from a comic book.
Yeah, that
is a comic reference.
That answers all the questions. I mean, really, there's nothing.
It's still great.
There's nothing worse than a Tyrannosaurus Rex with a revolver. Like,
yeah, I mean, look at even in the background of that picture. Is that a chaise lounge, so that he can be like hidden as a bot? I apologize for nothing.
Good times. All right, in your storyland, Strange Sights is running now. They'll get you Wanda, Mystery, and some Samurai Dreams. Placement is Eddie Venom. Speaking of which, rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen. And
yeah,
some Gambit Shards. Followed up by Deadpool Versus. That'll get you Sentry, Eddie Venom, and some Gambit Shards. Placement there is some guy with a sword. And Vengepool. I'm going to go with Vengepool. No? Don't like it?
I don't love it, but I'm not going to rule it out immediately.
All right. And then there's an Introducing Vengepool. That'll get you some 15 shards there. We got the anniversary mini season going on. Foul Play will get you Strange, Howard, and some Howard shards. Placement is She-Thor and Doom. The Shield Simulator will get you Rocket and Groot and Devil Dino. And your rewards for the little mini season are Doctor Doom, some Dino shards, and loads and loads and loads of recruit tokens. So go get them.
I did.
Nice.
I now got to find another way to get a Devil Dino token. Man, when the season is set at 800. I can finish that in a sitting.
Yeah, I did Shield Simulator this, like an hour ago, real quick. So
yeah, that's good. That's good living.
That was nice. All I had to learn was, does it have a goat in it? Don't fight that, and I was fine. Because any fight that had a goat hit it, no dice.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. Yeah.
Only slightly related, and I don't know how you guys felt, but I would say, hands down, definitively, Deadpool's game night, best thing Puzzle Quest has ever done.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Demiurge's greatest accomplishment was that.
I had the complete opposite experience.
Really?
Nothing. I was expecting more game out of it. Almost every fight I won by turn three, it was like, oh, I make this match. There's always so many of each color on the board that it cascades. It's over. Like, now, I wanted there to be more a game part of the game.
I will say that I played the checkers one many times because that I used Domino, and that is pretty much what happened. But it was fun every time. Like,
yeah, I agree. I don't know where your expectations were. Mine were totally confused. And then I played it and I was like, this is the best. This is probably the best thing that Demiurge has ever done since creating the Deadpool Daily Quest.
Huh.
Loved it. Three thumbs up.
Was it much better than Cats?
It was much better than Cats. I'm going to play it again and again.
All right.
Man, freaking Cats. That's the only theater show I've ever walked out of during intermission and not come back.
I can't
believe
you.
So bad. So bad.
Man, I can't believe that ran for so many years.
Yeah, at the Winter Garden Theater.
Yeah.
Cats. The only thing good about Cats is the Cats references in Team America World Police.
That's a good question. Samurai said, were you cheating and using your maxed 5 stars?
Yes, I use my same characters for everything. Have you met me?
That's why you didn't enjoy it.
Thanks for enlightening us, Samurai, because I was like, yeah, of course we met Craig. And yes, of course that's what happened, but still.
Yeah. You know, when I latch on to characters, I just play them nonstop for, you know... I can't do anything else.
Craig, the engineer of how to not have fun.
You killed me. Skill. Yeah, I'm better. I'm totally recovered.
All right, let's go to the news and talk about this new Vengeful. He is black, red, and blue in the 5-star land. So the black power is called Penance Fair. And what you do, you deal damage for 6 black. Deal damage to the target equal to 80% of the damage they've dealt this mission. I guess that means this fight. However, it's got some weird add-ons. For an additional 3 yellow, you can deal extra damage to another random enemy. For an additional 3 green, you can destroy 3 tiles in the target's strongest color. And for an additional 3 purple, you can create a 4-turn purple countdown tile that deals damage if it gets matched or destroyed. As you go up in level, lots of these increase. At level 5, you're dealing 150% of the enemy's total damage while getting those upgrades to the sub-powers of Disgrace de Burritonement and Fajitality. I can't even pronounce these words. I'll just stick with Tacos Diablos. That's all right. But that fajita one for the 3 purple, you get what do you get out of that? 5-turn tile at that. Gives you a lot of time to match it away for that extra stuff. Oh, apparently you only get one of those choices. The way it's written, I thought I could pick all of them.
Ah, okay.
Next patch.
So you get the 80% return plus your choice of what you can afford.
No, apparently... he says you only get to choose one of the 4 options.
He says you well, yes, but you still get the main. You get the plain black option.
Okay. I see. Well, that's really 1 of 3 options then. I suppose you could pick it without the bonus, but why would you? Anywho.
Yes.
Very complicated.
Yes. Lots of good things happening.
All right. And for red, for 8 red, the Abyssal Blades. Deal damage and stun the target and create a 3-turn red countdown tile. Holy, I can't talk. Jeebus. Red countdown tile.
Inshallah.
If you match or destroy that tile, stun the target for 1 turn and create another countdown tile. At level 5, that deals 4,000 damage, creates a 5-turn countdown tile. And it goes up to a 2-turn stun. So that's not bad. Stun's always good. You know, Enid, by the way, I thought of you the other day.
Okay.
Did you remember how we were talked about when someone's talking and their whole brain shuts down and we think they have a stroke?
Yes.
Did you see that happen to Ron Paul?
No. What happened to him? I've never seen him. I haven't seen him in ages. I thought he passed away, actually.
No. Last week he was doing a show live.
Okay.
And he's talking about the budget or something with the Fed. I don't remember. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And then he just goes, and they cut it off instantly. And they rushed him to the hospital and he had a stroke.
Yeah, that's how those things work. Terrifying. That's horrible. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I never want to see that again.
I thought you were going to tell me he was like ill-prepared for his speech. Nope. I don't want to see him have a stroke on live TV. That sounds terrible.
Stroke on live television. Terrifying. I was, man, that was like the worst live thing I've seen since Bill Dwyer. Bud Dwyer. Yeah. Bud Dwyer, that was his name.
Pass on this whole conversation. Get back to the powers.
All right.
I'm glad you thought of me. Thanks, I guess. But hard pass.
Well, every time I screw up my talking, you ask me if I'm having a stroke. So that's what, you know, I thought about. This is the one you're going to like. Good old weighed and measured. The blue passive. Whenever you make a match in the target's strongest color, take one of their AP in that color and deal some damage. As you go up in level, does more damage. Very straightforward. Steal their color, do some damage. Thought it was nice and easy for you.
Yeah, that I like. You've won me back. Tell me about another power. I'm suddenly interested.
Nope, that's all of them.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, I don't know, 553?
Wait, did you just tell me the last one was the good power?
Well, I thought for you.
Yeah, damage in exchange for AP. That's the best power in the game.
Right, but for the rest of us, I think it's 553.
All right.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I think 553 would be the way to go. I mean, the blue is I like the idea of being able to switch your target and you know, get the target's strongest color in the match you want to make and stuff, but the damage just is not that great. So,
right. So Vengepool introducing runs starting tomorrow, the 8th to the 15th. That'll reward some ISO and heroic tokens, some shards and progression. He shows up in the reward tokens to the spicy Deadpool cover store in Deadpool Versus, and he shards are emplacement. Lost in Space event running 12th to 16th. Shards are in progression there. And Weapon Tex Mex, he got some, he's in placement there. That's running the 8th to the 12th. Event called Food Fight that runs the 11th to the 14th, and that'll reward tokens to the spicy Deadpool cover store. That store runs the 8th to the 16th. Chance to get Venge pull, increased chances in 10 and 40 times pulls. Special Limited Vault, Wade Wilson, the 15th to 19th. One Ghost Pepper Legendary Store token, four stars to be determined later. And a bunch of other stuff. Special Legendary Store, 15th to 19th, Ghost Pepper. 15% chance to get Venge pull, Robbie Reyes, and for God knows why, Pepper Potts. I guess because her name is Pepper.
Yeah. Boy, it's really straightforward.
Yeah, but she just sucks so bad.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody's ever used her. I don't know that they could tell for certain.
Yeah, she's terrible. Additional tokens be purchased for 25 CP.
What was... Are you done? Because I was going to derail you.
Off you go.
Do you like Billy Claws? Mummy for Baby Alien?
Wow, that's a...
Oh.
I rebooted.
Mummy for Baby Alien.
Yeah.
It's intrigued.
Okay.
I've never heard Billy Mummy sing, obviously.
Neither have I. I don't know why anybody would have, but it's immediately where I went when he started singing. Huh. Plus, the baby alien looks similar to Billy Mummy.
All right. I'll puzzle on that when I watch tonight's episode tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good.
I don't know if there's a third round of people or not, so I don't know if he's...
I think there was last season. I assume there is this season as well.
maybe he won't be singing this week. All right. Intriguing.
Oh, Samurai says that Billy Mummy's put out, or Mummy, according to Alpha, he's put out like 20 albums. So,
really?
Apparently he's got, yeah, apparently. I believe him.
What, does he like guest on all of the like Terry Bradshaw albums or something?
I have no idea. When Samurai presents me with information, it's mostly accurate. I'm just not going to question it at this point in my life, especially something as non-important as Billy Mummy and how many albums he's put out.
All right. That's all I got in the news. Well, you guys got anything outside of this hot Billy Mummy album information?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's try to reel way back in. But nope. It's been all's well up here. No news to report.
We've laxed our COVID restrictions, and we're gonna have a high school football game Friday night with way too many people in one place. So that's nice.
Oh, sure. I mean, that sort of thing, that's fine. That's what I expect. I mean, Big Ten football's coming back. You guys already have the COVID. Might as well have the football money to go with it.
I guess.
You're not going to start suddenly having less COVID at Penn State. You have all of it.
That's true.
So whatever. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing today when I heard that that the Florida's governor said, yeah, I want to see Miami Dolphin Stadium packed to capacity.
Of course he said that.
Yeah, he said, what's the limit? He said, I don't know how many seats are there. 65,000? That's my limit. Go ahead.
Well, I saw the Cowboys been packing them in.
Yeah.
And, boy, I forget which college game I was watching Saturday. It was Georgia, I think. Yeah, like at least half the stadium was full. It was like, I hate all you people. Bloody jerks.
And as Samurai pointed out, not that the Dolphins could achieve max attendance, but they're allowed to.
Come on, they're not the Marlins.
Are they bad?
No one goes to those games.
I don't know. No one. Baseball.
Every time they win the World Series, they sell off all their players because they can't afford to pay any of them because no one goes to the games.
Did the Mets win the World Series this year?
they are not in the playoffs, no.
Oh. All right.
Turns out they finished last in the division.
All right. That's what I make me feel better, actually.
They were not good. All right. There's no more news.
No.
Let's over to the top three from the top three. Ian, what's the topic?
This week's topic, for whatever reason, is your top three favorite cinematic or television portrayals of Satan or the devil.
Satan?
Where should we start? I don't remember where we are in the rotation.
I don't know.
We'll start with me. I'm reasonably prepared for once.
All right.
And it's easy. And I don't think anybody else was on when we discussed it, because we did discuss it. My number three is Viggo Mortensen as Satan from The Prophecy.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good movie.
Yeah. Good role. Underrated.
Yeah.
Pre-Aragorn, so no one knew what was happening. But he did a great job. I found his delivery very compelling.
I mean, it's got that, you know, kind of like late 80s, early 90s movie feel to it. But other than that, it's a solid.
It totally holds up.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken at some of his acting best.
Mm.
That is.
Study your math, kids. Key to the universe.
Yeah. Short of maybe True Romance, that's probably Christopher Walken's finest role. And The Continental, of course. But I want to let's go to Craig.
All right, my number three. It doesn't have a lot of screen time, but back in the day, there were a few SNL skits featuring John Lovitz as the devil. In particular, there's one where he is on the People's Court with Judge Wapner because he got sued for breach of contract, and it is fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Man, I love me some Lovitz.
That was that's
Ray,
good stuff.
What you got?
Yeah.
My number three, I don't think you could get away with this topic without bringing up Al Pacino's role in Devil's Advocate.
I've never seen that movie.
His rant at the one point when Keanu Reeves actually finds out that he's the devil and he goes on a rant. It's very nice. It's a well done scene, and overall not my favorite movie, but that portrayal really good.
Yeah,
I mean it's Al Pacino.
My favorite sin.
You can't go wrong. So
yeah, true story. And a great segue. My number two is Al Pacino in The Devil's Advocate. I mean, he really, 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 really brought it home in that role, and I love that movie. The fact that it has gone unwatched by Craig genuinely surprises me.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's a treat. Check it out if you have time.
I do like canoe movies.
Yeah. Yeah, he rarely delivers a bad performance.
Yeah,
this is no exception.
He tends to make really good movies.
Yeah. What do you got for a number two?
My number two is the good old Robot Devil on Futurama.
Nice.
I love the Robot Devil.
He's amazing.
At some point, I will watch Futurama and know of what you speak.
Oh, my God. One of the best shows made. It's really great.
Yeah, it's...
No matter how many times they canceled it, it was always good.
It is arguably, I don't want to say Matt Groening's best work, but is equivalent to The Simpsons.
Yeah, well, see, I like it better just because I don't have any Marge or Lisa episodes.
Yeah, there's definitely no downer episodes.
Yeah, there's always, you know, four episodes a season in The Simpsons that suck because they have to give Lisa two and they have to give Marge two and they're terrible.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I think right. I think Family Guy did it the best when they did a Meg episode, and at the beginning, Peter pulls out a remote control and says, "Yeah, it's a Meg episode. Go ahead. Here's the clicker," and he pushes the remote control toward the screen. My number two is Peter Starmare in the movie Constantine. I really enjoyed his. Really enjoyed his. I don't know, just the appearance, the way he handled himself. Like, I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
What a great segue! My number one was Peter Stormare in Constantine. He was exceptional. I liked the way that he like dripped like a tarry black ichor everywhere he went.
Yes.
I liked that he was both sinister and mocking. You cut too deep, you cut the tendons.
For the fact that that movie just had the title of the character and not much else, I really love that movie.
Mm.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Good movie.
I realized people were disappointed that it was not representative of what they were expecting, but if you can set that aside and just enjoy the movie, good film with, by far, clearly my favorite representation of on-screen Satan.
Are you sure you just didn't pick, like, your top three canoe movies? Because you got two of them here anyway.
Right. I don't know if they come in that order with him. He's got there's a lot of hits.
Yeah, that would be a different list. But
Yeah, it would be a totally different list. But apparently he does like to share screen time with Satan.
Maybe that's telling you something.
Maybe.
Maybe that's why he's so popular.
That's why he's such a nice guy.
That's it.
It's all misdirect.
It's all big misdirect.
It is all a huge misdirect. Yeah, but Peter Stormare in that. Boy, was he good. He looks menacing. I love his little white suit. I love the fact that he mocks him most of the time.
Yeah.
Hey, he's got the spear of destiny.
I should rewatch that movie.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't like about that role was that he is so easily duped. But that's kind of Constantine's charm.
Constantine.
Nope. I refuse. This is a different movie and is not about that character, dude. This is a movie called Constantine.
Well, really,
Constantine was on the CW.
it was on NBC originally.
Oh, yeah.
What really bugs me is when they get it wrong on the freaking Legends of Tomorrow. Oh, does that bite my butt every time? Because his name is Constantine.
That is a terrible consequence for mispronouncing Constantine. what's your number one, Craig?
You don't really grind my gears.
I know what your number one is, but why don't you tell us what my number one is.
You go ahead and tell everybody.
Oh, because I can't think of his name right now. Tom Ellis?
It was in the chat of just a minute ago, yeah.
Oh, it was in the chat?
Yeah.
I don't follow. The kids in the hall, Satan?
No, Vegeta also put it in there for you.
Oh, I was going to say Tom Ellis from Lucifer.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love that show.
That's a good show. He was well cast. He really brings something to that show.
His charm as the devil,
yeah,
is freaking fantastic. Like it's just,
I like that he
you want to hang out with that guy. You know, girls want to be with him and men want to be him. You know that whole
right.
Deal.
I also like the fact that he brings little to no villainy to the role of Satan. He was like, "Why would I be evil? I'm in charge of the other half of all the souls that have ever died. I'm the firstborn. My dad trusted me above everybody else to be in charge of half of all the souls, if not more so. Of course you want someone decent in that role, not someone evil.
It was trust and it was a punishment.
Well, he thinks it's a punishment. He is mistaken. Yes.
And man, they left me with that cliffhanger this year, so.
Oh, see, I never catch up. Dude,
now's your time to catch up because a big cliffhanger.
Big cliffhanger. I'm on the Netflix. I'm working my way through season 3.
All right. Got to catch up.
I'll have a TV watching void as soon as Boys is over.
Oh, man, so good.
I'll watch a couple of episodes of that before Mando starts up.
That last episode was good.
What's that, The Boys?
Yeah.
Did I watch it?
I don't know.
We'll talk about it after the show. I don't want to talk about anything in the chat. That's right.
All right.
Ray, we need your help.
Sure. Unfortunately, already been mentioned. It turns out Ian and I's lists are very similar, but my number one is Viggo Mortensen in The Prophecy.
That's good.
I really, really enjoyed that role. I just watched it this last week because we brought it up. And I loved his scenes just as much this time as I did previously.
I don't know that he shows up in the next three.
Oh, I don't think so.
No. I mean, they even lose Christopher Walken after the second one, don't they?
Yeah, I believe so. I think he's only in the first two.
But Viggo, Vigo was good. I like that he disappears into a flock of birds.
I love you more than Jesus.
Wow. It's so creepy.
That was good. Little Tommy Daggett. Always so scared I was hiding under his bed. And I was. Yeah, that made me happy. Well, that was solid. Thanks, guys. I will keep the satisfaction in mind when I create some more top threes for later this month.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have a little less overlap, but we have been friends for a really long time, so is it that shocking that our cinematic tastes are similar? I suspect no.
All right, let's get in the car then and drive over to 78 Facts and Drive and talk to the Quizmaster. Ian, what you got?
Oh, I've got an answer to, Craig's got the answer to this one because it's so easy. So I'll let Craig answer this one, and then I'll give you next week's question. No?
I do not know the street address and the zip code, no.
You do know that it's called the Sanctum Sanctorum?
It's the Sanctum Sanctorum. It's in New York City. I think it's in Queens. I don't know.
It's at 177A Bleecker Street, New York, New York, 10012.
New Nork? New Nork.
This week, we will talk about, you guessed it, Thor. Once upon a time, Thor used to get around on a chariot that was pulled by two goats.
Yeah.
I would like to know the name of Thor's goats.
Oh, wow. Nice.
If you would like to offer them in English or Old Norse, I'll accept either.
I thought you were going to go for his old alter ego.
Nope. I'll use that another day.
Okay.
But nope, this time I just want to know the name of his. He's got a pair of goats that pull his chariot.
It's true. That's how he'd fly around.
Mm-hmm.
Fly around on that goat.
I support that.
All
that's what
about
I got.
That goat. About that goat. No horses. All right, thanks. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All right, you guys ready for this?
Y'all ready for this?
All right, that's it. The mailbag's empty. Thanks, everyone.
Whoa!
Unprecedented.
No wall of text, no nothing?
No, nothing. I got no comments on D3 and no comments on the Reddit. So nobody wants to have their voice shared on a podcast.
Was there anything in Klingon on the Podomatic?
No, nothing. I certainly hope not, because I didn't get a notification. If there was, I would be sorely, really sorry that I would have missed that, but no, I didn't see anything.
Well, Ian, I think you got your dream. I guess we have to cancel the show.
Oh, is it my birthday already?
Everyone has abandoned us.
I'm okay with that.
Eli, why hast thou abandoned me? No one's going
to
get
I'm sorry, that. If that was a reference to something, I didn't know what it was.
It was. It's from the Sermon on the Mount. Never mind.
I'm probably not your target audience or something like that. I apologize.
Yeah.
Jeebus, I love that guy.
In that case, let's head over to Team Up time.
Synergy segment featuring... Wait, that's not where this is.
Yeah, we're out of order.
Yeah, I skipped a segment.
Read your own script.
Call to order.
All right. In that case, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump
you up.
You up.
I heard a clap.
I did too.
Yeah, there were two claps.
Smokies.
Yes! I have stopped clapping into the mic, and now I clap behind my head in hopes that it will be heard.
Oh, that seems hard.
Yeah. Thanks to that, it's not that hard. My shoulders work okay. They're not the best, but my body is in decay, if that makes you feel better.
It does.
Okay. Let's see what's going on with these here boosterinos. Ooh, the three-star list is good. You got Cyclops.
Scott!
Again, one of my personal favorites, because his abilities are direct damage, extra direct damage, make more AP to do direct damage.
Is it the third power, the booty shake?
No, that's the middle power. That's his yellow power, where he makes more power to do direct damage.
I would also like to point out there is a zero shake to that.
Yeah.
Well, that's so firm.
I know it shakes in your mind, which is fine.
It's just so firm.
I don't want to, judge your own creative expression.
You can bounce a quarter off that thing.
Oh, stupid sexy Flanders. Deadpool, three-star version, is boosted, who is great. So his whales will do a little bit more damage. Again, unless, of course, you're using Mega Whales, which does the same amount of tons of damage every time. Kamala Khan, ooh, good times. Another character that I use pretty regularly. She's got a reasonably priced green AoE that gets rid of waves of people off the board, which will be boosted. So I'm going to go off and talk about this for just a second. I had not a full understanding of how significant the boost is for boosted characters until I was able to, during this anniversary season Shield Simulator event, revisit my team of Valkyrie, America, and Main Event Hulk.
Right.
Man, the three of them unboosted? What a bunch of chumps. When they were boosted, I was destroying everybody like they weren't even there. I was laughing off five-star Thor and just dominating. And now I'm like, oh, man, I got to try. What is this nonsense? Gave a power bomb, barely does any damage. Valkyrie can't chop through anybody with her red. It was dark days ahead. I had to do at least two tickets to the multiverse to kill someone. Oh, yeah. So boosting, really noticeable.
Yeah, it really is.
Holy smoly. So yeah, there was my science experiment for the week. Boostings, good stuff. Thanos is boosted. I'm sure he does something. I don't know. Is his black affected by the boost?
Oh, yeah. Damage goes up.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Yeah, awesome. You're wiping people up like crazy. And Thor, old reliable. Direct damage, direct damage, direct damage. Always generating more damage from the previous power, or more AP from the previous power. See these four stars. Oh my goodness. What about another great set of anniversary gifts. If you thought last week was good, this week, also very good. You've got four-star Captain Marvel. She does a lot of good things. She puts out huge strike tiles, does a truckload of damage when the countdown tile for Photonic Barrage. If you get lucky, she does some AoE with her green. Oh, and she buffs tiles, I think, with her yellow, which I forget. I thought it was only for counting things down, but also does buffs. Man, good stuff. The brand new game-breaking Polaris, available in stores now. Boosted. I don't know that she needed boosted, but her iron proficiency strike tiles are going to be stronger. The damage she does from her purple stronger. And what else does she do? Oh, she does damage with her green. My goodness. Oh, the thrower of many croissants as long, and also many fists, the Moon Knight. Does a ton of damage with his green. Does really good damage with his black. His purple's, it's there.
He also has a purple power.
He does. He does. And it randomly generates some effects, whether he's the aspect of Honshu or, which I'm still not sure how that's pronounced, but I refuse to accept that that K is not silent. It just doesn't make sense to me that it wouldn't be. Or himself in a suit, or I forget what the other one looks like. But anyway.
30% of the time, he'll wear his suit and tie. Suit and tie.
Nope.
Yep. Was that a reference to something?
That's a song.
Hmm. It's a modern song?
It's a Timberlake song.
Oh. Is it sung? Are you sure you aren't just out of tune? Is that what threw me off? I do like JT. I don't know. I'm skeptical on JT these days. Last week when we did the show, I found out that his wife was an anti-vaxxer, so I'm not sure where he stands on that whole thing.
I don't even know who he's married to.
Jessica Biel.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah, we were talking about Total Recall. She's in it.
She was on a show a long time ago.
She was on Seventh Heaven, but she was also in the remake of Total Recall, which for some reason I haven't seen. Probably because the old one holds up so well. You don't need a new Total Recall.
Yeah, I don't need a remake, thanks.
Yeah. Let's see what Rocket and Groot are all about, because they're boosted, and they're super popular. They put out big old strike tiles when the game starts, dealing AoE to everybody when green buttons are pushed. I bet his blue ability does something good, too. Probably makes, attack tiles and damage. Man, good stuff. Oh, and the OG four-star Wolverine X-Force style. His green damage is boosted, his black damage is boosted, and his he's got some true heal with his yellow, or he does some damage if it gets matched away. So really, he's probably the least of them all, but he's still very good, or at least good. That's, yeah, good stuff. Let's see what we got going on here. See what Samurai has to say. Another week of no bad choices for everybody in four-star land. You worked really hard to get Polaris, so now you get a chance to enjoy her boostedness. Eddie Venom is the essential for this weekend's release, so she can turn the protect tiles that he gives their team into your own, and you can throw Carol or Rocket and Groot in there for extra special tile fun. So yeah, you can do that. I don't know any other good combos, but every one of these characters seems good, if not great. That's generous. A lot of good boosting going on this week. And as I discovered, don't underestimate the power of a good boost. It's significant. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Now can we head over to Team Up Time?
Probably not. Let's go to Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to first put out a plea. If you would like to have more team ups suggested, you should suggest some. I'm out. This week is the last one. So if you have any ideas, put them on Reddit, send an email, you know, however you want to do it. But this week, and this is I've done something very similar to this in the team up weeks previously, but not quite this. It's a 4-star team, starting with 4-star Carol, 4-star Wasp, and throw in Agent Coulson. This is a pretty good team once it gets going. Obviously, you know, like a lot of the 4-star teams, you gotta build up your AP. But the idea is you want to go for some yellow so that you can get Wasp Tactical Intuition, put some tiles out there. Also go for some black to get the Photonic Barrage going, because it also creates strike tiles. And once you do that, you're also going to want to establish at least a minimum level of blue so that you get the buzzing sound going. And as you fire powers, Coulson is going to throw out his one-turn countdown tiles. The buzzing sound is a one-turn countdown tile that constantly replenishes every round. And every time any of those go off, Carol is going to increase the power of your tiles that you do have out there. So, and the fact that she's going to be boosted this week, yeah, you might want to give this a try, because it's going to get pretty strong pretty fast. The only major problem is none of them really have a ton of hit points, so you can't use them against somebody like a 5-star team that's going to knock you out real quick. But I still give it a whirl. I think it's a good special tile team, because you know, eventually your match damage is just going to go through the roof with the strike tiles being out there. You do have to kind of do some timing stuff with Wasp as to whether or not you want more strike tiles or protect tiles, but she can switch them back and forth. So sometimes you might want to save up double to 16 yellow in order to swap them back. But in any case, give it a whirl. Carol, I think I had Carol at a 5-5-3 so that she does plenty of boosting with her yellow. Wasp at a 5-5-3 because you're not going to use her sting as much as you're going to want to save that black for Carol's Photonic Barrage. And Coulson, I don't think I changed him. I think I still had him at a 5-3-5, although you may want to swap that to a 5-5-3.
Switch that. Yes. Yeah, his blue is not helpful.
Yeah, it's not that good. So, yeah, you might want to do a 5-5-3 with him as well. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. And if you want more, send me more.
So, Ray.
Yes.
I have a team up question for you. It's not really related to the segment, but it is a team up question. When our alliance mates ask for team up heroes, they're usually very specific. Like, send me 3-star character or send me 4-star character. When they request 5-star cap, which cap are they requesting?
Man, that is a good question. I wish I knew the answer to that. So,
okay. I wasn't sure. You're a little more savvy and a little more plugged into our alliance than I am.
I'm assuming the dude who brings people back from the dead.
Okay. The other 5-star cap's not good enough for him?
No.
Okay. That's fair. I was just asking.
Yeah, I figured
thanks
that might...
Thanks as always to Unify. Yeah.
Thanks, Unify. I figured that might have been the question when you were leading in, because I was wondering that earlier this week when it was requested. I'm like, I don't even know which one you need. So
right. So I just send Deadpool.
Infinity War cap, it'll be for until I hear otherwise. So
okay. Answers. Got him. Craig, you ready to not get a 5-star?
Thanks, Unify.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's go OG. Open up some stuff. I got 6 to go.
Whoa.
I got 4.
I only ever have 1. I'm going to do 1. I'll try to figure out where to poke this guy. I assume the little thing that separates his 2 eye holes is the correct answer. I'll let you know how it goes. For me, it was, because I got a 4-star, because I need 4 stars. Even better, it was a War Machine Aerial Assault.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think I need it. I was right. I did need
nice.
It.
Nice.
Taking him to the ever-popular 4-1-1 build.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going for an eye poking.
Do it, Doug.
I've got a 4-star magic slice sorcery.
Ooh.
Number 2 is another 4-star X23 holding back.
Ah.
His ear's covered, so I can't go for an ear jab. Number 3 is a Prowler, Tinkerer's Toys. Come on.
Oh, that's the one that does something.
That's true. And finally, all 4-stars, Photonic Barrage for Captain Marvel.
Hey, she's boosted. She's boosted.
Yeah, she is boosted. And she's pretty high level. She's 341 for me, so there you go.
All right, I'm going to poke him on the chairs of his chinny chin chin. That gives me a... Oh, Super Skrull, that was a character. Lips. That gets me a guy who eats skunks. An eye poking is good old Red Hulk. Where the ear would be gets me a Killmonger, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Let's try that ear hole again. Nope, then it punished me and gave me a ghost.
Well, can't double up on the shinchi shinchi.
The other eyeball gets me... Oh, now I'm in double pain. Now I'm in Jubilee Land. So there you go. There was one. One out of six was good.
I'm curious where your Killmonger is.
Un momento. Train. That gets him at a 1-2-0.
Well done.
Was hoping to get a Rainbow Bridge guy.
Yeah, I still don't have him either.
Yeah, got none of those.
I did manage to get the Onslaught covers that I needed before it expired, though, so...
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You have a Champion Onslaught?
Yeah, I got...
Or a fully covered Onslaught?
I got one cover and just enough shards to finish him out, so...
Hey, so cashing all my shards and stuff and got me a Legion cover, because I got enough shards to level Legion.
Okay.
Oh.
Which got me a token, which just turned into a Heimdall cover.
Nicely done.
Bifrost Bridge. Well, that was good times right there. Buy one slot. Hooray. Gets me out of hero points again, but, you know, what are you going to do?
I like the way you kept that on the DL so you didn't jinx it.
That's right. I was trying to do it, and if it was something crappy, I just wasn't going to mention it. All right. Got all the characters again. Right up until this new one gets released tomorrow, or whenever it is. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
And tell you about the Soon-to-be Named Network.
Okay. It's a podcast network. Check it out at soontobenamednetwork.com. It is a collection of podcasts teaming together to bring you the best in entertainment that we could possibly provide. If you'd like to check out any of the current or archived shows, that's soontobenamednetwork at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm good.
I'm also satisfied with this week's offering.
Okay, then.
Except for the mailbag. Way to go, guys.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this week, PuzzleWarriors3.com. Please send Ray some mail. He gets lonely. Or you can make him feel better by buying a bunch of stuff on the Amazon click-through on our homepage.
That's true.
But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, they aren't great. Just okay. Good night, everybody.
That's the worst clue you've ever given since the kamikaze clue. Bye, friends.
Good night.
The clue rocked.